Do we want the meeting room? Hi, Tegan. Oh, there's Don. Don's audio is connecting. Can you hear us, Don?
How about that?
We can hear you now, Don.
Right.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, we're hanging on in here.
I see. I don't have to have a mask.
Well, yeah, we were in the office today. We actually had a soft opening today.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's all just by like appointment only.
Right.
But we were planning to come in anyway, just so we could be here if we had any troubleshooting issues.
Yeah.
It might be better if we were actually on site. Oh, Jerry is, let's admit Jerry. Hopefully this goes as smooth as possible. Ah.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
Let's see. Jerry's audio is connecting. Oh, there you are, Don.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had my video off.
Well, I had a department head meeting today and didn't realize that I was not muted and had Alan, one of our staff members in my office, over an application, and we were totally called out. My video wasn't on. Jerry, can you hear us now? He's still connecting to audio. Let's see. Yeah, I wonder why that takes longer for some people. Don, where do you live?
I live in the South Valley.
In the South Valley?
Yeah.
I'm just curious, like, if something's going on with the internet connection.
Oh.
Of why it's, like, taking longer.
Yeah, well, I didn't... That was all... anything that wasn't working was my fault. this is a new computer, so...
Oh, there you go. Is it a laptop?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I have my, but I don't have a camera with my primary system.
Let's see. Oh, Sarah's muted. Unmute. Hey, Sarah. I don't know if you can hear us, but you're muted.
No, I just unmuted myself. I'm good.
Okay.
I don't think I need to say much.
Okay.
Oops, Jerry disappeared.
I don't think we're going to need it, but Sarah, I'm going to make you the host, a host also, just in case.
Okay.
Oops, there's Brian.
Brian is
two people waiting.
Oh, there's Brian.
Brian's muted.
Brian, you're muted. Can you hear us?
I can unmute him.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Oh my gosh, do we almost have everybody here?
More importantly, do we have a quorum? Well, Jerry, can you hear us? Can you give a thumbs up if you hear us?
I can't see him.
You can't see him?
It'll take a while sometimes to get the, who's Sierra?
Sierra's the applicant. Wouldn't it have been nice if we got another BOA member? And then we're just waiting for Brian, or not Brian, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
There he is.
So are we going with just the four members?
Yep.
Okay.
So we have not, Thorn has not responded to any one of us. We've all tried emailing him. We've tried physically calling him. Jeff, you are muted. How are you? Okay, good.
Okay, Jerry's connected.
Jerry, can you hear us now? Okay, he can hear us, but he's muted.
Okay, we can unmute him.
Yeah.
I'm trying, but I can't seem to get him to unmute.
Okay, there, can you hear us now, Jerry?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what's wrong with the audio. Why
okay.
You're fine. We can hear you.
Yeah, just so you know, sometimes it does take a little bit longer depending on your internet connection to connect. Yours did take quite some time, but we are there. So maybe during our next meetings, I mean, this is fine, but if we want to just try to sign on 5 minutes before, just so we can work through any logistics if we need to, maybe we can try to do that. So I was saying before, now that you could all hear me, is that Thorn did not respond to any emails, our phone calls, our messages. I truly hope everything is okay. If he doesn't want to be on Board of Adjustment, just tell us that. But in the meantime, I'm working on re-advertising so we can see about getting more members. I wasn't able to get any planning commission for tonight's hearing, but I think we can get somebody to step in for the next couple of meetings. And I'll keep you apprised of where we're at with situations during our administrative report after the meeting.
Before we open the meeting, can you help me with an issue that I'm having?
Absolutely.
Get the packet to print full size. It comes out the size of a matchbook, and I've tried it.
Okay, we don't want that.
Able on this end.
Okay. So, are you talking about for future meetings or for this meeting, Tegan?
I'm fine with this meeting. Future meetings.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, out of a show of hands, who wants a physical hard copy? Because we can certainly do that and arrange for that. If that would be better, so you have a backup.
Okay.
Just Brian?
Yep.
Okay. And if anybody has an issue when you get your electronic copy, and if you want us to try to mail out a copy to you, or just a map, if you need like some just a supplement, just let us know and we'll work with you on that.
And I can send you the staff report section and then any attachments separately. What's likely happening is like your printer's not configuring the fact that there's a big document and smaller documents, so it's making the regular size one small. So I can send everything out separate, so it's easier to print as well.
That's a good idea, Tegan. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, if you guys wanna start this up, we can do, I guess, roll call, and then Brian, if you have anything that you would like to start with.
Sure.
All right, I don't really have my thing. Hang on one second. You guys just can kind of say your names and I can do roll call that way.
Okay.
Because I've lost my sheet right now. So I'm in about four different places here.
Jeff Gustafson, I'm here.
Yep, Don Pro One, present.
Jerry Albers here.
Brian Fitzgerald here.
And so Thorn is absent. Do I still list him as being a guy on the board or not?
I guess theoretically he's technically still on the board.
Okay.
Until otherwise. So I guess I would just say absent for now.
Okay.
Okay. Brian, if you'd like to start,
Sure.
I know that there's only four of you, so if you want to make a comment about that, which I believe Tegan probably
need to do that, and also about the remote meeting.
Yeah.
Due to the coronavirus. Are we the only ones that are present now?
That is correct.
Okay. Do you want to, I can call the meeting to order?
Mm-hmm.
It's a meeting on June 1st, 2020. We have one item that we need, housekeeping item, and that's approval of the minutes from November 4th. Did someone make a motion to approve them?
I move we approve the minutes as written.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All abstain, I wasn't at that meeting.
Say again?
All abstain, I wasn't at that meeting.
Okay. Minutes are approved. You know, Jeff?
Sir?
Would you mind not abstaining and voting for the minutes, even though you weren't there, so we have the requisite number of members of the board voting in favor?
That's fine. I can say aye.
Good. So all of us that are present voted aye.
Got it.
The item for consideration that brought us all together today is the Fallon setback variance. The applicants are Sierra and Matt Fallon. And it's a very peculiar set of circumstances. They're asking for variances to the north and to the west. One of the questions that I had of staff is the distance from the center line of 56 the most restrictive?
Yes.
I have a question, actually.
Yes.
Is there a survey of this property? How do we know that these dimensions are right?
They had a survey done, and I went ahead and did the measurements based on their survey. They had Walter from Four Points, I think, go out and do the survey. And it's a little more.
So he located the structures?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, which would be nice
to have that in this packet.
Yeah, it's in the staff packet, the dimensions of where. The setback.
I'm talking about the survey itself.
Okay. Should we go ahead and have Sierra? Okay. Should we have Sierra give us a little rundown of her request, and then I can go into more detail?
You can.
Okay. Sierra, do you want to talk? I'll bring up on the screen share feature just the site plan so you can see. What she's referring to.
It would also be helpful to me to know whether there are any additional properties located to, I guess it would be the east. That's the river. There can't be anything there.
Yeah, it's just there. So we are located in our property is a quarter acre triangle located between County Road 6 and the Elk River, and then bordering the Kurtz Ranch to the west. My family's owned this property for 50 years.
Sorry. I'd really like to know whether there are any other adjacent property owners.
On the east?
On any side?
So the property owners on the, there's property owners on the adjacent, on the east, on the other side of the Elk River. Okay. And then on the west, there is a large ranch that their property, where our current structure is about 5 feet standoff from that point at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of County Road 56 is another ranch.
Got it.
Okay, on your west side, that's just the open range?
Their homes, they have three residences that are about 2 acres off of this property line.
Okay.
So this side of their property is where they reside, but it's not directly next to our house.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to share my screen. I don't know if it was working. The computer.
It wasn't working.
It was? Damn, yeah, it was, I stopped working. It. Okay, I'll bring it back up. Sorry.
And do you have any questions before I give my little spiel?
Go for it.
Okay, so my family has owned this property for years, but these structures have been here since over almost 100 years. So when we were planning on proposing to partially remove our main house here on the west side of the property and just rebuild it in the exact same footprint, but 2 stories high. As you can see, we have some plans and renderings there. And then, yeah, we discovered that our rendering. Yeah, that's, yeah. So we're not gonna take up any more space than already is existing. And then it's not gonna be a tall building either, just 2 stories. As you can see, the regulatory standoffs would create a really small building envelope, and none of our current structures are currently and reside in any of that space. That's actually the middle of our driveway right there. So we're not making any changes to the property besides that one built envelope that already has a home on it.
I have a question.
I'd like to tell you 2 things, and I should have probably told you these things before we began. We're having a meeting via Zoom rather than in person. If this is something that presents difficulty to you, you can ask for an adjournment of the meeting to a date when we can meet physically.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I don't mind this. I've become accustomed to these things, as I'm sure some of you also have during this time.
Yeah. The other thing I have to apprise you of is that there are only 4 board members present, which means that it takes a unanimous vote to approve your application rather than a majority vote, actually, rather than 4 out of 5 if all 5 were present. Let me give you the opportunity to again, adjourn the meeting if this presents a difficulty to you.
Thank you. That is fine. Tegan informed me of this earlier this week, so I'm aware.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carry on.
So we don't know what our foundation looks like because it is half of the house is so old. There's no access currently. We intend to partially use some of the exterior foundation walls if it's possible, but if not, we plan to pour a new foundation with a crawl space. We do live on the Elk River, as you can see, so there's only about 2 feet down to riverbed. It's not a very invasive foundation. Just some history on our property. Because it was owned before there were any county regulatory systems regarding acres. We were grandfathered in on our small parcel, actually as an agricultural forestry lot, even though it's only 1/4 acre. We did receive permit, a secondary dwelling permit about 20 years ago. we recently discovered on our survey, there had no survey had been performed on our land ever since my father purchased it in 1970. So we did discover that some of our structures are cut off a bit onto the adjacent property line, which is sort of no man's land, it appears, but that doesn't affect the proposed residence. That is 100% on our property. The biggest, I think the most invasive line, which as I've said, our neighbors on the west side are the Kurtzes, and they own a large ranch there, and they are aware of the proximity of our property and our residence to their property. They're good friends and have no issues with us improving this residence at this time. You can't really even see, there's not really even a sight line to any of their residences from our house because of all the trees and brush. We won't be changing any of the septic systems or well systems. I'm not sure if that impacts anything on your end. Just improving the actual plumbing systems from the residents. We will be updating our service from Yampa Valley Electric because there are some power lines that are attached to our house. We'd like to bury those and improve that system. As you can see in our plans, we do have a small bump out that's not impacting the footprint that will come out about just 2 feet off of the house on the north side there and the east side. That's where our stairwell will be. So that's the only part of the house that expands past the current footprint, but it won't be impacting the ground footprint at all.
I'll just mention that was taken into account in the setback.
Okay.
Yeah. Megan, did we get anything from Peter Kurtz, or is this Peter Kurtz, or is this a different Kurtz?
Yes, Peter Kurtz.
Yeah, did we get anything from Peter or his wife?
Nope.
Okay.
And I'm sure they saw the sign outside Sierra's house every day.
They have to pass right by it. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty close. And we've discussed our plans with them because it does impact them. They actually are talking about remodeling their home that's closest to ours, and they have no issues with us building. It doesn't really affect them. Are there any other details that you guys would like to know on my end? I'm sorry, I'm so new to this process.
I have a question for staff. Mm-hmm. There's an overhang on that west side of the house that looks substantial. Are overhangs part of setbacks?
So people are allowed a 2-foot overhang. That overhang is 3 feet, and that was also taken into the calculation for the setback. So an extra foot was added for the extra foot of an overhang.
Thank you.
Let me understand what you're saying. The outline that we see on the map, is that inclusive of the overhang?
No. Based upon their building plan with the bump out and with the overhang, those things were calculated into what additional relief they were as the foundation outline.
So that overhang is going to be, let's see, 3 feet, you'll allow 2. The actual building footprint then would be 6 feet or so from the property line?
Yes, 5. I always round in case anything happens. So it was rounded slightly.
So that current building footprint, however, it needs to be 6 feet from the line.
Bless you.
To let the overhang work. That's what I'm hearing. The foundation currently is 6 feet from the property line.
Yes. It's It is whatever is on their site plan.
Site plan shows 5'5 1/8". So I think you're going to be going a little bit less than 5 feet, I guess, is my point, based on what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure that the variance that we approve will enable them to construct what they plan to construct on the property.
I think you better go for a 4-footer. But if you want that overhang.
2 or 3 feet, wouldn't it?
And this was advertised to the public as just relief from the property boundary setbacks. It wasn't advertised to specific numbers. So maybe Christy can speak to whether or not they can change it from what the staff report says. But it was advertised very broadly. So
I don't think it's a factor. The overhangs go north and east.
There's one to the west. If I look at the south elevation, north elevation, there's a fair size overhang. I believe that 3 feet, sure. That's if you look at sheet A4 in here, looking at it from the north, looking at it from the south, you've got an overhang.
The one in the back's a little smaller than the front.
A little bit, yeah. But I believe that 3 feet.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good idea.
I would make the variance. I'd go for 4.
Okay.
3. I mean, I'd be open to that. 5 is not enough.
I think that's a good idea, Jeff.
Tegan, and just to be clear, the way it was advertised was broad. And we do that just so you all know, to allow this flexibility if something like this does come up. As long as what you were approving is less than what was advertised, and if we just advertise it broadly, we're in good shape.
Yep. Cool.
We want to make sure that we approve a variance that will permit the construction that's being showed to us.
That is absolutely true. Yep. And as long as you make it, because it will be site specific. So you can base your approval on if you all agree on these drawings, and you can speak to that or be all in agreement to what the setback you are approving is.
Perfect.
Just so I'm clear, though,
do we have any additional questions for the applicant?
On the screen here, the one bump out bumps out to the east, and there's another bump out that bumps out to the north, but there is no, I don't see any bump out on the west. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Oops, sorry.
Yep, the cantilever, yeah, that's on the other side.
Yeah, so I mean, it's all bumping out either towards the road or the river, so it's not bumping out towards where the carts are.
Yes, exactly.
Did you folks have any more questions before I just go over a few more details of the application?
I do not.
No.
Okay. Just to reiterate a few things that Sierra said, this parcel was subdivided in 1970. Therefore, it is considered a legal non-conforming parcel in our agricultural forestry zone district. The typical lot size there in that zone district is 35 acres. So this is significantly smaller at 0.28 acres. Additionally, all the dwellings and the outbuildings on the property were constructed prior to 1972, so before the adoption of the zoning regulations. In fact, both of the houses on the parcel were built in 1929. So they're pretty darn old. Again, this has been in Sierra's family for 50 years, so she's just looking to add a second story, rebuild with a second story to have more space. And additionally, as she mentioned, there the second house, which was granted a secondary dwelling unit registration in, 20 years ago, it was discovered to be across the property line. At this point, that's not something the planning department is addressing. Sierra and her family are addressing that with the neighbors through their own methods. Additionally, because that property line and that structure were put in before zoning regulations, we don't have to be involved. So that is not something we're particularly concerned about. We are recommending approval of this application, and it is for some pretty obvious reasons, mainly because, let me just bring up on my screen here, they have 9 square feet of buildable space based upon all those setbacks. And ultimately, staff feels as though it's not realistic or reasonable to expect somebody to only build within that 9 square feet on their parcel. So to us, that is the main reason why we'd approve or recommend approval of this. You guys have any questions about it?
The overhang that we've been talking about is not on the west side.
It's on the north and the east.
56.
I don't know what I would move that we grant a variance to a 3-foot setback on the west side.
I second.
Anyone opposed?
Are you guys going to do 2 motions? Sorry.
Say again.
Were you planning on doing 2 motions?
A motion for approval of the applicant's request for a variance. There was a second.
Who was the second, please?
Jerry.
Okay.
All in favor?
Brian, real quick. I would move that the variance that we grant the 3-foot setback, not 5 feet.
Yes, I got that, but I didn't find any findings of fact.
Oh. With the findings of fact, 1 through 5, as noted in the staff report.
Okay.
Any conditions?
Yes. Okay, so let me restate the motion. I move that we grant a variance for a 3-foot west side property line setback and a 50-foot from center of County Road 56 setback. I think that's what I'm seeing here, I guess. Yep. With the findings of fact, 1 through 5 in the staff report, and subject to conditions 1 through 7 in the staff report.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Sierra, you have your setback variance.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. I'll send you a notice or an email tomorrow with all the details of the conditions. It was just what was in the staff packet, though. So.
Okay. Cool.
Good luck on your construction.
Thank you all so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
You too.
Yeah, you guys
stay
too.
Be safe, y'all.
All right. Ooh. Good job, everyone. Success.
We did it. Frightening as it was.
I think
the meeting was adjourned since we lost some of the folks.
Oh, did we lose people?
Just Sierra.
No. Okay. Yeah, we got everybody else.
Yep, we're all here.
Woo.
After we all met two weeks ago to do our little practice and go over all the policy documents, I did meet with also the Board of County Commissioners, and they were completely supportive of the remote meeting policy and what we all discussed. One item of note, which Brian did acknowledge, was in the policy, there was this 8E, which really has to do with reasons why we may have to table a meeting if we lose connectivity, and there was concerns with, what happens then. And when I spoke with the county commissioners and the county attorney, they had indicated that so long as we have and state and acknowledge that there's multiple ways that you can connect and listen to a remote meeting, just because you lose internet doesn't mean you can't call in. So I think, you know, in the beginning, if we just state that 8E policy, you know, it's already in the policy, but we're actually acknowledging it before the meeting just as like housekeeping. Also, there was a question that was brought up by Planning Commission when we did this with them, related to the same question, and that was, what if one of you go out and reconnect and missed something, you know, can you still vote? And, you know, what was discussed is that basically whoever that person was, say Don goes out and he comes back in, we would just make sure Don knows what it is, and that can be summarized by Chair, by Sarah, if she can, if it was just pretty straightforward stuff, or we just have the applicant state it again, whatever it is that you missed. So, and everybody, I think, acknowledges the fact that, hey, this is new territory for us all, and there's going to be hiccups, I'm sure, along the way, and we just all have to be flexible and reasonable moving forward. And I think you guys did a great job tonight, so thank you. Did anybody have any questions about how the meeting went or any suggestions moving forward? Nope. All right. Well, as far as an administrative's report, we want to just keep you apprised of applications we have in the pipe. For whatever reason, we are getting more Board of Adjustment applications we have ever gotten in a short period of time. Yeah. So as of right now, we do have 3 meetings scheduled, which included tonight. So we have discussed having weekly meetings to be able to address those. So that would be next week. We have Zirkle Wireless scheduled for a Board of Adjustment meeting. That is an application that's located up on Hans Peak. It's an old mining claim, and they need a setback variance for one of their structures. So Tegan will be getting that out to you this week. And when you get that packet, if anybody needs additional plans, we'll get, Brian, you a mailed copy. But if anybody else wants, whatever you feel you need that make your decision process easier, just let us know. We'll work with you on that. And then I'm just bringing up my calendar here. We do have another meeting on June 15th, scheduled as of right now. And then we do have 3 additional applications that we expect to be in total by the end of this week. We have 2 in and we anticipate another in. Obviously there's a 30-day noticing requirement. The earliest that any one of those applications could be scheduled would be July. And I would say July 13th, which is our regularly next scheduled anyway, if we were going by our regular schedule, because I anticipate the week of the 6th is right after the holiday weekend. And unless you guys feel strongly otherwise, we could potentially schedule you, but I think we'd be all right if we agreed to move forward in July with 3 meetings, or at least 2, for July 13th and July 20th, with keeping in mind 1 item per night as we've discussed, I think we can bypass the next couple of weeks after June 15th. We would have June 22nd off, we'd have June 29th off, and then the holiday weekend of July 6th off, but our next meeting would be July 13th. And then I would anticipate probably the 20th and 27th after that.
Jason Frisky, we can't do two of these in a night.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Is there a reason we cannot do two in a night?
There isn't. It's mainly based out of convenience for you all and not to weigh you down. And I think it's more or less giving you the opportunity. If we wanted to, if you feel this is going smoothly enough and you didn't mind doing more than one, we can certainly do that.
That'll be my preference.
What's that?
My preference, less meetings, you know, two applications in a night. We got through this one in a half an hour.
I would say if we have ones that we think are particularly complicated, maybe we'll try to keep it to one. This one being the first one, we wanted to keep it as one, and this one was particularly straightforward, and the next one isn't so complicated, but I think some of the ones coming in might become a little bit more complex, so we'll just have to feel them out, because obviously we don't want to, like, get you guys completely in the weeds, not being in person.
No, but I'm with Jeff.
We live in the weeds. That's what we do.
Well, I'm glad to know this. You know, this is
if you can put two together, if they're not complicated, please do.
Sure. Yeah, all right.
We get back to a regularly scheduled, you know, meeting.
Yeah.
Schedule and yeah, less meetings and more applications.
You mean going back to a norm, whatever that is?
Yeah. We're all about it.
Well, you know, and I think it is just by nature easier to do this with you all. It's a smaller group. Generally, we have less public. Most times I say that now, I'm probably going to, you know, we'll get us on a bad note here. But, you know, Planning Commission definitely still, we'll see how they feel after Thursday, but they definitely only want to stick to the one. But I'm glad to hear that feedback from you all. We can definitely, you know, moving forward, probably schedule more than one and knowing your preference too. Sarah, go ahead.
I think that, you know, a night like tonight where there were very few drawings, really only one map and a very straightforward situation, I think that was pretty easy. I think it's going to become more complicated when there are a lot of diagrams and a lot of maps to go through. And so for those types of applications, I think that they'll take a lot longer than a normal meeting.
Yeah. And if you know, obviously during administrator's report, we'll definitely keep you apprised, but if you want, knowing your preference, and then if you want to leave it to staff to do the scheduling and thinking if they're pretty straightforward, we can definitely put more than one on, and just keep in mind less meetings the better.
Our desires, and we will probably trust you to schedule more complicated.
That sounds one. Great.
Yeah,
awesome. All right,
I have a question about the Zirkle thing. I do business with them. Is that going to be a problem?
In what capacity?
Well, they're my provider.
Oh.
My internet provider.
I would say they're probably half of our internet providers.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
They're mine as well.
Down here in the valley, you don't have much choice.
If you were engineering on this particular site, you know, maybe there's a conflict there, but
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a small world up here.
Yeah, really?
Exactly. I mean,
Don, I take it that it's something that won't interfere with your ability to render an impartial decision.
No, but I was worried that maybe if things were going badly, they might turn me off.
Yeah, are you willing to run that risk?
I'm willing.
All right.
Don, I had the same concerns dealing with Zirkle for the actual site itself for Planning Commission scheduled on Thursday. And, you know, they weren't happy they had to wait this long to be heard. And I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. There you go. I hope this isn't going to affect my internet going forward.
Hopefully it will improve.
Yeah, I was going to say,
well, can it get worse? Think about it.
So on that note... What's that?
We've already had one fella threaten not to vote for us in the next election when we turned down his application. So.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, he was more threatening than that.
Oh, yeah, you guys are appointed.
Are they going to cut my
pay? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm thinking we got to get overtime.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
What a hoot.
All right. If nobody had anything else, then, you know, this might be one for the books.
I think
I'll,
it's time
to take
for
a motion to adjourn.
Also move.
Yes. Second.
Favor. Aye.
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 Aye. All right.
See y'all at the next one.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Stay well.
Yes.
Good night, y'all.
Bye-bye.